Begin the Karan Dav and settle the Shabbos Dav Kuf Yud. We begin the Amud Beis. We begin the Tzeis the Masel. That begins with the Gemara. But Tanya went the Brisa. Minayin Lasir Shu Aser. How do we know that castration, that sterilization, is forbidden? Tzeis comes and explain. Why in the Gemara asked that you not do Sira simply because of the mitzvah of Perviv, the first mitzvah in the Torah? As we learned in the Mishnah, that a person could eat all types of foods and drink all types of beverages on Shabbos, except for Kaisi Karan, because that causes for that's medicinal. The Gemara asks, what do you mean? Even during the weekday, you can't because of Sirius. So in that case, asking the Gemara's question, maybe you're going to say, Tez at the sake of look and look. I feel like us are serious. Even though, let's say, castration wasn't a problem in and of itself, Tikshalay Delitzim Shimper Biyabi, what he could ask, that's problematic simply because it's getting in the way of the primary myth of the Torah of having children. Now, Bechita, maybe you're going to say, Mishim Dabba Matzal Shnuyi, that, oh, that question we could have answered, Biyashle Bon, we're talking about where he has children. And therefore, he already did his mitzvah per b'yivra. But says Taisa Mashem Sefer Bal Yevimta. But it sounds like in the Gemara, Nivomis Tav Samachim Et Beis, come the base of Reb Chiya by the wife of Reb Chiya, the Iyab the Mifkadah per b'yivra, that if she would be commanded on the mitzvah per b'yivra, La Havashasu Sama De Karta, she would not have drank the potion of sterilization. And that's Avagav Davalo Shtein the Kevich Shtein Zecham. Even at that point already, she had two girls and two boys, and why would it be a problem? If you already, quote unquote, did your mitzvah already. Mishum, because the mitzvah perviv never ends. But blik is razaracha in the morning, so you see, even don't take your hand back. So, therefore, we still have a legitimate question that Tais is asking, because it would still be a problem perviv, even if he had children. And so, Tais proves, he says, by a woman, that there's no problem about castration. Uki b'maskun lo b'yichim b'rika, the Gemara concludes according to b'yichim b'rika, the mechad per b'yivra, that according to him that a woman is obligated per b'yivra, so how are we going to explain who's the one that's allowed to take, even during the weekday, the kreshul akar? It's bakarab, a zakena, by a barren woman, or by an elderly woman. The Gemara doesn't explain it by talking about someone that has children. Obviously, that even if you have children, there's still a mitzvah per b'yivra, because of this pasuk, b'yivra, zara, zaracha, etc. So therefore, Tais is bothered. Why didn't the Gemara ask from per b'yivra? Why does he have to ask from Sirus? That's a taste of Hashem. What you could say is because the Mesirus Nichal El Mefach. The Gemara preferred to ask from Sirus. You're right, you could have asked from Perviv. But Mishim the Ikkal Amadam Perkabalivim, because there is a Mandam there in Yibam, as Tabasam Macham, Kimin the Kam Perviv, that they hold. Once you do fulfill Perviv, so lights are that you don't have to do it anymore. According to that Mandam, it wouldn't be difficult. And therefore, we ask it according to everyone, which if Sirus is forbidden, you shouldn't be able to do it even during the weekday, let alone on Shabbos. The next is the master begins with the Gemara, Tamalaymer. Oh, that's what the Pasuk tells us. But Artschem Leisasu, in your land, you shouldn't do this. Pasuk explains that Drasha, or what we're expounding from this Pasuk, which it sounds like from the Gemara Chagig, we're actually dashing something else from the Pasuk. And Drasha Tez discusses if this is would be even a contra Shimon, that generally holds Dabasha in Meskaman, that's unattended, is going to be permitted. It says places that we learned in the Brisa, how do you know Sirius is Aser? So as a taste the Masal brings from the Pasuk, which means b'chem leisasu, not only for a carbon azarasa, but even you, for a human being, you're not supposed to do castration, sterilization. Taisa explains, mikem kadarsh, the word u'b'artzachem, the last chof mem, it's from there we're expounding, in you, meaning the person yourself. Because as Taisa explains, because Taisa is bothered, v'hadam b'chagig, this I learned, m'gmar chagig, d'abni yidam abeis, sholah is ben zemen, ask ben zemen, alas ruzakal, ba'yul have castrated a dog, amlu, he said to them, b'artzachem leisasu, in your land you shouldn't do this. What does it mean, in your land, you shouldn't do this? Kol Shabbat Tzchem Leisasu, I mean, of course we know in your land you're not supposed to do this, because it has nothing to do with land. It's everywhere. It's a mitzvah shebegufay. So why saying in your land? It means Kol Shabbat Tzchem Leisasu, everything in your land, meaning it's coming to include even castrating a dog. But one thing you see is that we're learning out castration of a dog from Shabbat Tzchem, and not regarding a human being. So Tais says, Hasan Afkalam Eretz. The word Artzchem could be two words, Eretz and Chem. The dog we know from Eretz, like it explained the Shulz Rebbechai, this is an obligation of the body, and therefore it's agriculture is specific to Eretz Yisrael. But here it's something regarding a body. Mali bars, mali chutz. What would make a difference in the land or in out of Eretz Yisrael? The high bars, rather, that's what the Eretz is coming to tell us. L'chulash habaretz us. It's like a ribui coming to whatever's in the land, even a dog. But here in our Gemara is mikem dor from the last letters chem, you. Conversion, like we explained. Now, then Tais moves on to something else. Is Mash Mefash B'Shultz Nis that explained the Shultz that we just quoted. The Hadas Lishter Samad Karta that says over there that this did not drink the potion of sterility. That Heineken Behuda is like a Behuda Dama that he said Dabashem is Kabin is Aser. That if it's unintended, it's going to be Aser. Now, the problem is, although we generally rule like Rib Shimon, that Dabashem is Kabin is Mutter. That says it's Hanya Dafka B'Shabbos. That's specific on Shabbos. Hashem Debeina on Malachas Machshavos. On Shabbos, we need it to be a calculated activity. That's where we hold the Grib Shimon. But if it's unintended, it's going to be Mutter. But throughout the all the other mitzvahs of the Torah, like the Locha of Sirus, Sirul and Kabyuda, well, Kabyuda, as we're saying over here, the Dev Hashem Miskabin is going to be us. So he says, Be'in Yolari, this does not seem to be correct to the read. Because the Bechol Torah, Kula Kamel Krib Shimon, the Shori, actually in all the mitzvah of Torah, we rule the Krib Shimon, that Dav Hashem Miskabin is going to be Mutter. Because the Mashmal El Perk, I might say, it just means a Raya from the Gemara, the Pe'al from the Ve'el. That means that we say, Yubi Yichin, so we can stop Mishnah, Yichin, all like anonymous Mishnahis. Which is, the Nazir Chayf, and Mephasa Vechul, that a Nazir could go ahead and he could use his fingers and comb through his hair. Now, if I had a Krib Shimon, that's a Krib Shimon. The Shor Dav Hashem Miskabin, that although it might do the Isra of pulling out the hair of a Nazir, he let it because it's unintended. And you see, that Rabbi Yechon is ruling like him, which is by not just regarding the laws of Shabbos. Okay, Mashik Perak called Psul Mikdash and so it sounds like from the Gemara B'chayis of Lamedal Merav. The Shmuel Sabek Rabbi Shimon Chol Derek Kula. Shmuel holds like Rabbi Shimon in all the halachas of the Torah. That Davishin Miskam and Shari, that even something that's unintended can be permitted. Kabi Hamak is Dambuk B'chayr when it's talking about letting the blood from a firstborn animal. The Pasik Shmuel holds like Rabbi Shimon. The Shmuel rules like Rabbi Shimon over there. The Shari Lahakas, you're allowed to go and let the blood. The Parak and the Gemara asks, wait a second. When does Shmuel tell us that something that's unintended can be mutter? We already know this from Rav Chi Barashi that this halacha that Shmuel tells us that halacha is like Rav Shimon that Dovah Shem Miskaven is going to be mutter. That's the Gemara's question. And that says Taisus v'iyashchelik ben Shabbos l'damla. And if you're going to say there's a difference between Shabbos and in general for all of halachas in the Torah, like by making a mum in the bechayer. So what do you mean? What's the Gemara's question? Yeah, it's not a question why Shmuel saying it again. He had to say Allah Zekim Shimon. Because Avagab the Gvar Shemin and the Bishabas Allah Zekim Shimon, that even though the Halacha, he said Allah is like Reb Shimon by Shabbos, but still, you're telling me Shabbos is different, that Shabbos we were like Reb Shimon, but other Halachas are different. Ah, rather says Taisus, that obviously, that Allah Zekim Shimon, but Dov Hashem Miskaven is by Chol Torah Kula. And that's what the Gemara is asking. You already said it by Shabbos. What do you have to say over here? Because they are all the same. And that's his taste. His taste concludes. But Vahach over here, we're saying that it's forbidden to drink the cup of sterility because of Sirus, even though it's unintended. So that's what the Shultz wanted to say. Oh, that's like a Yehuda. And that's his taste. No, Asaf, Allah, Rabbi Shimon, that's even like Rabbi Shimon. Because of Sigresha, who it's inevitable. The Vadi stars, Bashtias, Kaisakarn, because most definitely, inevitably, he's going to become sterile by drinking the Kaisakarn. Oh, that Reb Shimon agrees to, and therefore the halacha over here is not only like Reb Yehuda, it's even like Reb Shimon. So that's what they said, halacha like Reb Shimon, the Dov Hashem is Gavin's Mutter, but Chol Derech Kula, and not only by Isurim of Shabbos.